What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I was just responding here. Apparently, we are under what's called a boil alert here in Santa Claus. And so I'm just sending a thank you. Okay, we're done there. Alrighty, so we're talking about climate change, which is what they're trying to convince you was the exact thing they meant back when they were screaming about global warming, which didn't happen. And over in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo, with a straight face on MSNBC, said that they never had hurricanes on planet Earth before climate change. Well, technically, I guess you could say he's correct if you go back about 3 billion years, but that's not what he's saying. He's out there saying that human-caused climate change is why all of a sudden we're getting hurricanes and tornadoes, and just ignoring centuries of recorded history. Alrighty. And here's some more recorded history nobody wants to talk about. There has been no warming for the past 18 years. It's been getting gradually cooler and cooler and cooler. And it's going to do the same again this year. Right now, down in Australia, even though this is their springtime, they're having record cold down there. 100-plus year cold records are being broken down in Australia. Now, Greta Thunberg is starting to draw a lot of criticism and indeed more than a little bit of ridicule over her histrionics for climate change. And now Greta Thunberg is demanding Facebook silence her opponents. Greta wants Facebook to present, to present only one side of the argument. She doesn't think you need to know there's another side. Talk about dictatorship. Oh, man, anyway. All right, the Keystone Pipeline has done exactly what experts predicted it would. It has spilled 383,000 gallons of oil in North Dakota. That's a lot. That's basically just under 10,000 barrels of oil. You're not really going to see this on the corporate media, of course. Those pipelines are precious. I'm convinced they could build a pipeline that works. They just don't want to spend the money. It's cheaper to build a cheap pipeline and just have the government clean up the mess when it leaks. Anyway, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and a lot of people are getting really antsy about this so-called real ID. And a lot of this goes back to the beginning of Social Security, where everybody in the country had an identical card with a Social Security number on it. And we were assured it wasn't to track us, it wasn't to keep watch on us, it was merely for the bookkeeping system. In fact, at one point there was actually a law saying that the Social Security number could not be used for any purposes other than collection of Social Security. And everybody started ignoring that law. The cyber criminals stepped on in and just made a mess of everything. And now a lot of institutions that were using the Social Security number, like driver's licenses, have gone off it. But they're still pushing forward on this real ID. And we're coming up on having to get our driver's licenses and registration changed over. And I've already been told up front, you will have to take along your birth certificate, your passport, your existing driver's license, all this other stuff, or you will not get a real ID compatible Indiana driver's license. It's an internal passport is what it is, just like the old Soviet Union used to have. All righty. Mozilla is asking Congress to investigate ISPs' data collection practices. Everybody's collecting data because that data has become a very, very valuable commodity. And Mozilla's is just the latest in a burgeoning debate over DNS over HTTPS, with Mozilla deciding to encrypt its users' browsing data by default, and Google's Chrome soon enabling DOH by default, if possible, for a particular user. Now, we used to have something in this country called the Fourth Amendment, a respect for the right of privacy, and that's just gone away. We've seen several people in government just come forward and say, no, no, in this day and age, you have no right to privacy. You should have no expectation of privacy. The instant you pick up that cell phone or that tablet, it's all over. Privacy is gone. And from a technological point of view, they are correct. From a moral point of view, I don't think so. I think we should definitely have a right to privacy. We all have windows on our house. Doesn't mean people are welcome to just peek through the blinds, see what we're doing. More fallout from California. DirecTV and Comcast are being investigated by the Colorado Attorney General, Phil Weiser, who objects to the TV providers continuing to charge regional sports network scores despite not providing one of the major regional sports networks. Comcast is giving customers partial bill credits. DirecTV apparently is taking the attitude of, eh. Okay. The Jeffrey Epstein story is still being kept alive, mostly by the independent media. Corporate media wants the story to go away. They want all the victims to go away. As time goes on, more and more people are being dragged into that circle of pedophilia and abuse. Already talked about support for impeachment has gone down in the latest poll. What a mess! What a mess! And down here, let's see. Major Russian TV documentary has exposed Soros and his meddling in U.S. elections. Oh, no, 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 it's the Russians. It's the Russians. No, it's the Israelis. No, 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 it's the Russians. If you say Israel meddles in our internal politics, you're just being an anti-Semite. Apparently, over 700 American doctors were given over $1 million apiece from Big Pharma to push drugs and devices. All about the money. It's all about the money. Michelle Obama is out there with this bizarre statement. So many people around the world feel like Barack Obama is their president. Now, there were rumors when he left the White House that he was considering a run for United Nations General Secretary. This feels like the first sort of trial bubble to see what the public response might be to that. And I'm very uncomfortable with the idea of Barack Obama being the UN General Secretary. Meanwhile, millions of Android device owners are warned to delete the emoji keyboard app AI.type that has tried to buy $18 million worth of premium content without the user's permission. Still, nobody does anything about all these cyber criminals out there. Okay, Pelosi is out there saying that the new trade deal is the easiest thing we've ever done. Republicans are saying, why is it taking so long? Apparently, Krispy Kreme is getting their dander up. Apparently, Krispy Kreme does not sell in all 50 states. And so young entrepreneurs are basically buying the donuts in one state and FedExing them across the border to a compatriot who resells them at a markup. And Krispy Kreme is saying, you shouldn't want to do that. Anyway, rents are falling in Southern California, Seattle, Miami, San Francisco, San Jose, Chicago, Honolulu, and others. Now they tell us. All right. Apparently, thousands of Iranians are chanting death to America on the anniversary of the embassy takeover. Oh, you know, we were very unkind to the Iranians. Okay. Too much on this desk here already. Apparently, somebody left some flyers on this college campus saying it's okay to be white. And it is. It's okay to be black. It's okay to be brown. It's okay to be red. It's okay to be white. But apparently, okay to be white. Oh, you're being racist here. I had a meltdown there here. A lot of people are drawing cartoons about Pelosi Schiff's new rules for impeachment. And some are very clever. It's basically, you know, the GOP elephant is, you know, tied up, hogtied, got a board across its mouth. And the Democrat donkey has a witch's broom and hat. And that's really the way Schiff tried to set it up. He's creating a star chamber. Or if you want to call it a kangaroo court. And he's going to try and convince you that anything that comes out of this star chamber is legitimate. Just like they tried to do with the original star chamber. It wasn't. Alrighty. Apparently, for those of you who still have 3.5-inch floppy disks, for those of you in the military who are still on 8-inch floppy disks, there is yet another new data format storage device that's coming on out. And apparently, it's called Project Silica, and it stored the entire Warner Brothers Superman movie on a single disk coaster, 75 by 75 by 2 millimeters thick. Now, that's a very high data density, I will grant you. Downside of silica is it will shatter when you drop it. Okay, and over at Department of Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton is out there saying that it was the Obama State Department colluded with the Russian embassy to try and target Donald Trump. Is this really about Trump, or is this one bitter old woman's revenge? Because when you consider how little Donald Trump has done to carry out his agenda, how much he's caved in to the war party and big business, doesn't make sense they'd be after him with this kind of ferocity, unless it was personal to somebody. And the more I think about it, the more I think that's exactly what's going on. That it's personal. This is Hillary Clinton saying, get him out of there. And I'm sure that if Trump is removed from office somehow, impeachment, 25th Amendment, assassination, that at that point, Hillary will announce she's running next year. More cartoons about the resolution impeachment. Tulsi Gabbard is out there saying it's time to build a new Democratic Party. I sure agree with her on that one. It's time to get rid of these old fossils like Pelosi and these outright crooks like Schiff. It's time for the Democrats to go back to being the party that's anti-war, the party of the people, instead of trying to out-GOP the GOP. Tulsi has also, of course, introduced that resolution to get us out of Syria, which I think is a really, really good thing. Now, this is just a little bizarre here. This is over at Natural News here. And they're talking about all these men who claim they can have periods like women do. And they'll paint the crotch of their jeans red and pose for a photo. Do they also believe they can have abortions? This country's gone nuts. It really, really, really has. Okay, out in Hollywood, my old stomping ground, the Hollywood assistants are in open revolt, campaigning to improve pay and working conditions for assistants in the industry. Yeah, now I'm not a big fan of Hollywood unions. They were the bane of my career. But on the other hand, I've seen firsthand, I've experienced firsthand how poorly the assistants are being treated. The hummus recall that we talked about on Friday has been expanded in Great Britain over fears of salmonella. And this is an interesting article. This is out of Investment Watch blog talking about how there is a direct connection between the age of central banking and the age of endless wars. They do kind of line up, don't they? They do kind of line up. Okay. Lord of the Rings star Sir Ian McKellen is out there saying that he doesn't see Brexit happening anytime soon. In fact, he sees he'll be dead before it happens. I'm afraid he's right, and I like Ian McKellen. But the EU's not going to let this happen. A little bit of good news for the space race. Apparently, NASA has flown an oven cookie to the space station, so the astronauts can make fresh baked chocolate chip cookies in zero gravity. I'm sure there's some scientific justification for this in order to justify the money spent, first of all, building this oven. Maybe it's centrifugal, that it spins to keep the blob of dough against the heating element so they can get the cookies that way. But I still think it's cool, and I'm sure the astronauts are going to definitely enjoy the space cookies here. Former KPMG director has been linked to Jeffrey Epstein, Madam Ghislaine Maxwell, apparently has been accused of grooming a 14-year-old model to be his slave and subjected her to sadomasochistic sex and dungeons. We have some very sick people in positions of power and authority in our society. Reminds me of the old Tom Lehrer song, The Masochism Blues. And apparently NBC is being threatened with a lawsuit for reporting on facial recognition technology being used against Palestinians. And apparently CNN is busying itself exposing Trump's Twitter typos. This is now what counts for news over at CNN. All right, there's going to be a brutally cold air mass unleashing over the Northeast next week. There's a brutally cold air mass already over the Pacific Northwest. I've been following it on satellite. That one may actually reach down to here. They're expecting rain and snow here in Indiana on Thursday. According to a poll published in, Tethesta, Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden are now tied for first place if Hillary steps on in. I don't believe it for one second. What we keep hearing from interviews of Democrats is that she's no longer relevant. Her time has passed. Now, Kamala Harris is calling Buttigieg naive for thinking it's only a two-way race for the Democratic nomination. And in a way, she's right. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And looking back at some of the economic news, apparently freight railroad traffic plunged 8% at the end of October. Now, that is significant because this is the time of year when stores are beginning to stock up on what they hope to sell during the holiday shopping season. So the fact that the rail traffic is down is saying they're not placing orders. They're not expecting it to be a great holiday season. They'll tell you it's a holiday season. They're going to whip you up into a buying frenzy. You know, for Black Friday. We're already seeing it in the commercials, the pre-Black Friday sale. And again, it's all about getting more money out of you. Okay, we're going to take a phone call from Daniel in British Columbia. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I wanted to touch on someone who is calling themselves a transgender individual. And they've gotten quite famous or infamous lately. They were quite well known here in BC. This person got or tried to get an organizing party for 12-year-old girls to have a topless pool party.
I remember reading about that.
Yeah, that's pretty out there. Lately, she was, when I say she, I mean a he that calls herself a he. They go by the name of Jonathan Yaniv, and it's this Jewish individual who's known as Jessica.
Okay.
Jessica Yaniv. And she was recently outed for trying to go to the BC Human Rights Tribunal, and she lost her case because these, I don't know what the term is, I guess, esthetician, people that wax
yes.
your hair. And she lost. So she's got to pay $2,000 each to about five different Vietnamese women that she dragged through the courts, the BC Tribunal, yes. Human Rights Tribunal. Ricky Gervais, I don't know if you know who he is. He's a comedian. He was just sort of ostracized on Twitter for making fun of her, saying that he was going to go as her as Halloween, a costume for Halloween. Basically, this guy's been outed for being on this website and saying that things like they fantasize about going to bathroom and changing pads, which are tampons,
yes.
and asking questions like, do girls ever change outside of stalls? She showed up at a little kind of, I guess it's a fashion show for little kids, and
yes.
the organizer tried to kick her out. So this person is just, I don't know, they're just right out there, and it just seems like, you know, this whole issue of being able to go into bathrooms here. In the city of Vancouver, they've got these big signs that were made by the city of, oh, you're inclusive now, and come welcome, you know, have fun while you're at the pool, and, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, just enjoy the pool and use either change room. So as you can imagine, the media doesn't really talk about this. But this individual, to me, it's not indicative of all of them, but this is just a scary, slippery slope.
Yes.
So,
well, the
I don't know, I just thought it...
No, you've hit on an important point. You know, I'm a very much live and let live kind of guy, and if somebody wants to say I'm transgender, fine. Where they've crossed the line is where they're trying to force their way into other people's personal space and say, you will recognize that I'm actually a woman. You will not dare question when I say I'm actually a woman. And that, I think, is probably going to be very upsetting to a lot of people, regardless of how they personally feel about transgenders. It's just that intrusiveness, that idea that, you know, they must comply. Resistance is futile.
Yes, and at this BC tribunal, you can find the results of it. Like, they actually published the entire document for the refusal. And there's a part where the tribunal asked her, because she went to one of these waxing people, they said, you asked her to wax your vulva. And they said, they're not going to wax your vulva because you don't have a vulva.
Yes.
And her answer was, yes, I'm not going to say whether I have the whole thing. I'll just say it exists. So, and I'm like you, Michael, I really don't care what people do in the privacy of their own lives. But this is, when it comes to children, I've got a two-year-old now.
Yeah.
And my wife is going to school to become a teacher. And they're forcing her, my wife, to be... you know, to not even use he and her and him and so forth. It's ridiculous.
All right, well, stay on the line. We got to take a break for commercials. Stay on the line. We're coming up right back to you after these words from our sponsor.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Daniel in British Columbia. And Daniel, you were starting to tell us about how your wife is a teacher and how she is being basically pressured to reshape her language to avoid certain words.
First day of school for becoming a teacher, she had to visit the local Indian reservation here and meet someone who was called a Two-Spirit. So this is like a transgender Native person. And she has like a practice classes, and the practice classes that she has have about, one of them had three transgender children that were in grade 8. Like, they were non-binary, whatever that means.
Yeah.
And I just thought that's just scary. And one more note about this Jessica Yaniff. There's a transgender activist who is involved with the BC government here. And even they said that this Jessica Yaniff was leaning on predatory and sort of pedophilia. And coming from an actual other transgender, it's pretty hard hitting, I think. So I think we're going to start seeing more of this sort of thing.
Well, I think for most transgenders, this kind of extreme behavior, they realize it's damaging their public image, and that they're going to need they need a positive public image, and they're not going to get it with this kind of behavior. They're not going to get it by taking our old classic movie and TV characters and recasting them as transgender or gay or whatever, because people are going to feel it's being shoved down their neck. They're not being convinced and persuaded that this is okay. They're literally being told that this is what you will do. This is what it means, and this is what's going to happen.
Yeah, there's a backlash in Canada. The Trudeau government made it illegal, well, against the law, for any government official to refer to someone as Mr. and Mrs. on the telephone now. And that I think there's a backlash, and they've just asked for it. I mean, you give you an inch, you know, you got your pride parades, and a lot of LGBTQ people, they don't really... they have the same rights as everyone else. I don't see them being hung or, you know what I mean? It's not like we're told, like, the media, it just goes on and on about how they're, you know, ostracized. And I just don't see it. I mean, I see them all over the place, and they're normal people for the most part. They, you know, live and breathe. But, you know, it's like whether they're being not employed or getting the glass ceiling. I mean, people, you know, it's hard to say. It's almost like the affirmative action that you have in the United States. They're getting hired because they're transgender. It's whether they're qualified or not. Anyways, I'll leave you with that.
They've become the new protected minority. All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And getting on back to the news here, we were talking about the economy. We were talking about PG&E. And apparently, hedge funds that were invested in PG&E lost $4.1 billion in just 4 trading days. Now, I don't know who's in charge of these hedge funds, but had that been me, when this most recent series of wildfires broke out and there was even a hint of a PG&E power line behind it all, I would have started dumping the stock right at that point. They've definitely pissed off a lot of money here. Let's see. Twitter suspends the Cleveland Browns safety Jeremiah Whitehead after he threatened to shoot fans. Over in Los Angeles County, homeless death rates jump by more than a third. And again, it brings up the question, what do they do with the bodies? Is there a giant potter's field for all these homeless who are dying in the streets? And there's going to be a lot of them this winter. Or are they being commercially exploited? Okay. Another story out of Investment Watch blog. Impeach them all. The F-35 bipartisan boondoggle is the real crime. And yeah, it is. It's a classic case of military-industrial complex waste. Most expensive aircraft R&D, and it's produced a piece of junk. Absolutely piece of junk. So Buddy Gee is still out there saying that the Democratic primary is moving toward a two-way race between him and Warren, which will probably be true until Hillary steps on in. Apparently that university over in Oklahoma has called in the police to investigate these flyers that say it's okay to be white. Say it may be a hate crime. Which is absurd here. Okay. Pardon me. Trump's use of social media has destroyed the Dems' ability to control the narrative through the corrupt legacy media, which is why they want to limit free speech. And they're already out there trying to sell this, that this is something people want. Oh, yeah, your fellow Americans, they want speech to be controlled. They want the First Amendment to go away. They would be so much happier if they didn't have to burden their mind with the truth. PolitiFact gives Nikki Haley a mostly false rating for saying the Green New Deal candidates suggested abortion as population control. You about the pharmaceutical thing. Again, Tulsi Gabbard is not doing a third party run. Alrighty. The left is promising they're going to save the United States with selfies and memes. We got a phone call about this last Friday. Was there another reason for the electricity shutdowns in California? I don't think so. I lived in Southern California long enough to know these fires occur on a regular basis, and it's always after a prolonged period where money is diverted away from maintaining the fire break roads and spent elsewhere. And so it just builds up this huge, dry overburden that is just ready to explode. Okay. Apparently there was a kid sent to the ER and was put into isolation because he was unvaccinated. And the parents are furious about this treatment because he didn't have any illnesses. He just hadn't had the vaccines. So they put him in isolation. It's really ridiculous. It's all about the money. It's all about the money. All right. Polls are showing that this impeachment effort is actually going to help Trump in the swing states. And Nancy Pelosi is already out there saying that the Democrats' left-wing base could cost them the election. Yeah, if they go on behaving the way they've been behaving. Turning off everybody. Okay. Pardon me. MSNBC is still out there pushing the story that Donald Trump has been laundering money for Russia for the last 30 years. No proof, no evidence. Just take our word for it. We wouldn't lie to you. We're a major TV news network. Okay. Apparently a top Senate Democrat has been arrested as Trump attorney rounds up corrupt politicians in Chicago. Well, that would be good. Apparently an ex-Navy SEAL talking about military dogs on Fox News blurts out Epstein did not kill himself at the end of his interview. This idea that you could hang yourself on your knees, ridiculous. I think Epstein's still alive. I think he's in Israel, or he's down in the Caymans playing canasta with Ken Lay. But they're certainly maintaining his little Caribbean island paradise as if they're expecting somebody to be back in residence somewhere down the road. All righty. CNN's anti-Trump obsession is backfiring. The ratings continue to drop as Americans are tired of the absurdity. I won't even turn them on anymore. I won't turn them on anymore at all. Steve Bannon is out there saying Joe Biden is the hand grenade. Hunter Biden is the pin. The shrapnel is going to blow back all over the Democratic Party. And yeah, it probably will. Ilhan Omar was at a Bernie Sanders rally saying, I am beyond honored and excited for a president who will fight against Western imperialism. Apparently, the corporate media has known who that secret whistleblower is for some time, but just didn't want you to know because he'd also been part of the Russiagate hoax. So he was a known liar. We already talked about General Flynn and how the judge is seriously, apparently, considering just dropping all the charges. Okay. Apparently, police stations are being forbidden to display what's called the Thin Blue Line flag. And this is the American flag, but down at the bottom, there's a thin blue line representing the police force, and its symbolism is that police force is what keeps us stable, but they're being told not to fly it because it's dismissive of the Black Lives Matter movement, which is out there pushing this idea that the police are targeting the black people out there. Alrighty. Trump has responded to the Fox News poll showing almost half the country wants him impeached, saying it's clearly false news. And I would tend to agree. Using those public polls, those media polls, to try and manipulate you, to try and get you to go along with the herd instinct. 95% of Americans think you should rub blue mud in your navel. By the way, I own stock in the Blue Mud Company. Okay. it's about Beto's dropping out of the presidential race. Flashback to Senator Schumer warning the newly elected Trump, if you take on the intelligence community, they have 6 ways from Sunday at getting back at you. And this seems to be what's going on now here. Okay, we talked about the meth here. Now, this is talk about a bad payment. McDonald's just fired their British CEO, Steve Easterbrook, from his $16 million a year job over him supposedly having an affair with an employee that violates company rules. This is the guy who turned around the fortunes of McDonald's in Great Britain. Oh boy, you offend those Me Too-ers and you are gone, 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 gone. Okay, we got that, we got that. Apparently, Jared Kushner gave the Saudi prince permission to arrest Jamal Khashoggi before he was killed. And Turkey intercepted the call and used it to force Trump to leave Syria. That's the latest story there. Okay, President Clinton committed 11 crimes per the independent counsel for which he was impeached. President Trump so far has committed nothing. Everybody's screaming about what he's been doing, but he hasn't done anything that rises to the level of a high crime or misdemeanor. And the Democrats are just making themselves look foolish with this. Anyway. So apparently the House Democrats now claim to have 7 whistleblowers who will say really, really bad things about the President of the United States of America. All righty. There we go. Talked about J.P. Morgan. Talked about, by the way, a lot of people are scratching their head. Tulsi Gabbard voted for the impeachment rules. The reason she gave is she wanted people to see what they were and be transparent. Those rules will never pass muster. If it goes to the Supreme Court, the Supreme Court's going to say, of course, this is not what impeachment is supposed to be. The rules for impeachment are spelled out in the Constitution. So, okay, over in Georgia, I'm sorry, not Georgia. This bipartisan law targets Google and its rivals to end secret online search algorithms that critics say censor political speech and manipulate users. Yeah, we got to stop that from happening. We got to figure out a way to communicate amongst ourselves peer-to-peer without fear of censorship or filtering or bias. And I know that in the back shadows, people are working on this very problem right now. Apparently down in Florida, an Amazon Alexa could be used to prosecute a case there. But they're saying, is there probable cause here? Is there, in fact, probable cause? Okay, we're coming up here on our last commercial break. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. Now, Uber has been having some problems with their self-driving cars. They killed that pedestrian out in Arizona. They've had a whistleblower come forward saying the vehicles really aren't safe, no matter what Uber tells you that they are. So the reason this is becoming a concern is Uber, like so many other companies, now wants to use delivery drones. Uber wants to start a drone food delivery service, using self-piloted, pilotless drones. And like so many other things we've seen in our society, this is a technology that's being put out into the marketplace without really being fully vetted as being safe. Okay, theaters, under guidelines from the Actors Equity Union, will ban the phrase "ladies and gentlemen." I don't know what they're going to say. You and them? This one, that one, that one, and all the rest of you. Hey, gang. Alrighty. Restaurant debt braces for a record as the industry growth slows. People don't have the money to eat out here. And Verizon is installing approximately 1,000 4G and 5G smart poles in California, Colorado, and Ohio, and Utah, despite increasing lawsuits. Another article, this one again from Investment Watch blog. The illegal immigration is the reason California is burning, and it's certainly contributory. So, the lefties are declaring a meme war on Donald Trump. Say, express your meme outrage against Donald Trump. Just get on out there. Another article here saying that Clinton is entering the president run race in 2020. Beto, Kamala, Booker, and Biden drop out. I think this article's a little out of date. To the best of my knowledge, Biden hasn't yet officially dropped out. But anyway. Okay, and next. Yeah, we talked about the additional fires that have been traced to PG&E Towers. And plea that we save our anger for PG&E's top management and we leave the rank and file workers alone. That's actually good advice. It's not really their fault. They just do what they're told to do here. Apparently, after this unauthorized house party in an Airbnb out in California, they are now banning party houses, saying you cannot have an unauthorized party in one of our Airbnb properties. Oh, here's the music. Okay. That's the end of our show, and just in time because I'm exhausted. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please support RBN. Please support whatreallyhappened.com. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.